Hi, it's Paul Sackett, Good News Planner. I'm here with Dane Muni Ironi. Hi.
Hi. Hey, hi, how are you? My heart to your heart, love and peace, and we are one.
You know what? Let's go over that one more time. I'm going to have you do that in Times Square.
To your heart.
Yeah.
Love and peace, and we are one. When I say that, I actually mean it, and my success comes from it. I have met very big global leaders, presidents, ministers. Every time I do this, there goes, it feels so good, you know. I connected with every one of them. It was amazing on this and before that too. This was my fourth global tour, and few things they said in common. One was, I didn't have enough time with you. Can you come back? I have this event. Or they will say, I met many people, but I didn't meet anyone like you. I said, because we all individual flowers. So I made very good deep connection, heart to heart. I have changed a lot of people's heart. And that's how I made a global change on a lot of people. So it's a very powerful thing. You can use it anytime. My heart to your heart, love and peace.
Okay, this is beautiful, and she's a beautiful woman and a kind, giving, caring, loving human being on our planet. So this is a special opportunity. Came in all the way from Los Angeles and has been traveling the world to plant some trees. We're going to learn about that for peace, and to be with us here in the Peace Day party in Times Square on Thursday the 21st. It's very exciting. We have the 12 noon, a moment of silence for world peace, and we have a billboard, and we're going to send it out to the world. So
yes.
Tell us about this tree involvement that you have.
Well, we have already started planting a global peace tree. Around the tree, we have all the sponsors' name and our name and all this. So every year on the Peace Day, which is recognized on the September 21st, to next year, 2018, we're going to have every single country that I have planted the tree, they're already organizing a Peace Day where people are going to come there and they will have 2 minutes of just silence and alignment. No, not commercial at all. And we're going to have festival, good songs, good singing, good music. People will get together and no fighting, no yelling, no screaming. And this 2 minutes of meditation will start from kindergarten to all the way to workplace, universities, colleges. If you're on the flight, you will there do too. So I want you to see what's going to happen to the universe. So many people are trying to connect. All they have to do is just breathe in and breathe out and breathe in and breathe out. So we're going to create a global peace festival with all my global peace leader. You are one of my global peace leader. So together we can make a good positive change. Those of you are sitting at home and watching us speak today, please approach him or approach me and then send us that you want to plant the tree and let us know how you can work with it. But every tree you plant, you must have an publication. Otherwise it has no value. It's just like, you know, Wikipedia, it has been my charity since I was 19 years old. I've been supporting Wikipedia. So I called them finally and I said, well, I'm doing this peace festival with my brother in New York. He's a peace leader. So I said, what do I need to do? So they said, when you plant the tree, just make sure that you have publication. So I'm making sure that every tree plantation we're doing, that we have publication, radio. So we have very big, I have 5 magazines right now they're going to cover. Hollywood Weekly, Shine on Hollywood, Upwards, the 5 of them, I forgot the names. So it's going to be a good global news. And every year, no fighting, no yelling. How do you like that day?
I love that day. We have spent a lot of days supporting that day,
That's
International
right.
Day.
That's how we connected.
Actually, you know, today I interviewed Barbara Mueller. Her husband actually founded the International Day of Peace, along with many others, but is attributed to a big part in the United Nations, 1982, to doing it. I interviewed his wife, who was so positive. She's out there in your California area in Santa Barbara. You need to be become friends with her.
Definitely.
And so we will introduce you to. And so, you know, it has been around a day of peace. It's been around since the creation of man / woman.
But now we're going to take it to the next level.
The next level is a good idea. Yeah. And I think the first way, though, and I spoke earlier today about this is Paul Slackus, is that I think we all need to look at the whole big planet and the people within it with a big glass very, very full.
That's
and
right.
then meaning that the world is at peace. Everybody says, peace this, we need peace. We have peace. And we need to strengthen the message of peace and that people are peaceful and doing good, peaceful things. The people that aren't peaceful, we know about them. They make headlines.
But this festival will create jobs.
Jobs is another aspect of this. But I'm trying to get to the point that I feel actually is lacking in this world. And that is the understanding that the world is at peace. And that is a big comment, because with that, you would hope that people would have hope. And so we're very focused as a media and promoting the fact that thousands, and we have our good news, millions of people are doing good. And we're stressed out from so much good news.
Exactly.
So, and you're one of those kinds of people that understand that. So I like keep pushing the idea. The ones that aren't are violent in the process of their living and think that's the way to resolve their differences. We know about them. We want to help them. We want to hug them. We want to keep them from doing that because it's a nicer place without terrorists and bad people.
That's right. That's right. Very, very true. And I think together, all of us can make a good global impact. I think for me, you know, I would like to see a consciousness because I'm a celebrity coach. Trust me, even to have them sit for 1 minute is like, have you over now? The first time. Then they start enjoying it because they start creating the space that they need around them, just breathing. And this is where I found my connection with my universe. And I have gone to every single pilgrimage on this planet. I've gone there. So I know it. I found it right here all this time. So it's very important to connect. And this is why I'm so calm and my temperature is always like that. And it's a lifestyle. So I think we will take it to a lifestyle. I start talking about it. And we rub off, you know, because we have the power of voice. We have, because I'm a public figure, you're a public figure, and then people look up to us. So when I use my media, I use it as my voice to send out my messages, you know. And I'm not teaching anyone what to do. When I was younger, I was teaching, you should not do that. I started going to a lot of leaders. When I went close to them, I realized they're really not practicing, but they're using very nice words to give out the messages. Then I say, I don't want to do that. So I started just sharing my lifestyle. Finish.
Beautiful, beautiful. Annie, you're such a wonderful person. What's good news for you? What would be good news for you?
My good news here that we are celebrating September 27th, the Peace Day. And it's going to be a peace festival next year. So stay tuned with us, work with us, and we would love to have you on board and ask us how you can participate. Please give them and my email, Mooney, MUNNIIRONE, tvshow@gmail.com. Can you tell about your email?
Email? Yeah. They know mine, paul.slatkus@goodnewsbroadcast.com. Okay. Did you mean to say September 27th, or did you want to say
21st.
Oh, 21st. Okay.
September 21st.
All righty, great. This is beautiful. The last question, and for you, you are it. However, I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? So,
does
peace mean to you? And say your name one more time.
My name is Dame Mooney Irony. What peace means to me is my lifestyle. I had early Qigong meditation when I was 7, and that really kept me in alignment. And every time I go off balance because of all around my surrounding, I go into meditation, I go back to, it's my lifestyle, from food to what I eat and how I live every single day. So the peace is a word that started from me, I have to live it. I have to. It's my lifestyle. It's my peace. That's what I will say. My lifestyle is my peace. Yes.
I love it. Thanks so much for sharing good news.
My heart to your heart, love it, peace. Mm.